Hey everybody, welcome back to the Spitballing with JT podcast. Yes, we are back, motherfuckers, and better than ever. Yes, I fucking said it. We had some technical difficulties with this last podcast, but I think we're gonna make up for it with the guest that we had, Mr. Steve Simone. And there's going to be a special treat after that. And that will be my audio recording, although it is a shitty audio recording, of my stand-up set that I did at Yuck Yucks this past Tuesday, which would have been August 19th. 2014. And oh shit, I think I just popped somebody's eardrum with that. Let me back up off the fucking microphone a little bit. Now it's a little too low. Okay, I'm just trying to get things all worked out here with the new equipment. So I hope you will give me a shot with the learning curve. Because I'm using Yeti microphones crossed with XLR mics, crossed with video cameras, and wait till you guys see the new studio. Yeah, it's a fucking off the chain. I have a bearskin rug. No fucking lie. Off the hook. Alright. Hope you enjoy, and we're gonna have Oli bring in the podcast with a song first, and then the interview will start. All right, enjoy.
Another American shot killed today in the war in Iraq.
Another Canadian brought down the highway of heroes.
What will the government do to prevent catastrophe?
The prequel to World War III is officially underway.
And I make the move as I stand tall. I stand tall.
Just the proof that I wanted all. your man in bed. Well, I'm the average working man, and I bet 90% of you listening are too.
What's up, everybody? Special guest, and our first episode back after my epic car crash where I rode off my Civic, fractured my sternum, displaced my rib, and a whole slew of other shit. So, if you're wondering who our special guest is, it's a super awesome, funny comic, Steve Simone, and I got to see him do his stand-up last night, and we're going to talk and just shoot the shit, literally, about anything while we fucking eat at the Golden Griddle, so sponsored by the Golden Griddle this episode.
And it's going to be awesome.
And special shout-out to MeUndies, because you guys retweeted my shit, and Joe Rogan for fucking hooking that shit up, because those are some comfortable fucking boxers.
Nice.
Definitely good fucking boxers.
Dude, I heard Rogan's coming here in a little bit as part of the Toronto Just for Laughs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That'll be a special, special treat.
Hey.
If you guys hear anybody talking in the background, that's our waitress. So,
we're recording. We're ready to order.
We're ready to order right now.
Are you okay?
Yeah, yes. That way we can get it out of the way.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
You go first.
Okay, may I please just get some pancakes, buttermilk old school pancakes, and an order of the pierogies.
Oh, okay.
And get whatever you want, bro.
Do you guys have the chocolate chip pancakes?
Right? Yeah.
Can I get an order of those?
Yeah, sure.
You're bringing back childhood memories.
That's awesome.
So you want the pierogies first, right? Or what?
Yeah, whatever it comes out. Have whatever's easy for you, babe.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very, very much. So, Steve, how was your night?
Amazing.
Yeah?
We did, at the Comedy Bar, we did one show in the little room, which was really cool. But then my last show was in the big room, and it was packed and fun and awesome.
So wait, the little room was the room that we were in
last night. Yeah, I did two in there, then one in there tonight, and then one in the bigger room. And it was just, dude, Toronto's cool, bro.
Oh, we appreciate that.
It's so rare in life. Like, do you ever build stuff up in your brain like a little kid? Like, oh, this experience will be awesome. Then you do it, and it's never as good as it is in your brain.
Oh, definitely.
This was one of the few things
that
where
was
it was...
sex for me.
Yeah, we were like, oh, that was over fast. So funny.
Yeah. And it's... L.A. was like that for me, because I had this, like, thought in my head that everybody was going to be a pretentious, stuck-up fuckhead, and I'm going to be surrounded by douchebags.
There's
and
a
just,
lot of that there, though.
Yes.
There is, right?
But those are pockets. That's what I found
out.
Very
good point. And there's pocket, like the Comedy Store is an oasis. It's just a pocket.
It's a magical place.
It is, right?
Magical.
It's so cool.
Formerly known as Ciro's.
Yeah.
Doing my fucking research.
Hell yeah.
Isn't there the apparently like a bullet hole
In the back belly room sign that Sam Kinison shot.
Yeah, that's what
I
heard.
And they just recently, within the last year, 18 months, they just recently covered it up. But I'll show it to you. You can see the indentation. But forever, the bullet hole was right there.
Wow. Yep. Wow. I bet you they had to fix it because Red Man brought it up on a podcast.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, I think he did. I think he brought it up on Rogan's podcast.
Well, here's the like, Comedy Store... It's kind of like high school with really cool people without any of the bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
But there are rumors, like there are in 10th grade. And the rumor is Rogan's coming back. I don't know if it's true.
That is something that I heard Rogan say.
Did he say it on his... Because I haven't listened to the podcast, any of his podcasts since Joey Diaz came back.
Yeah, he did his podcast earlier this week, and he said that he's thinking about it.
That would be the rocket fuel that places needs to just, blow it out of the...
Because it's had regime change recently, right?
Yeah, Tommy's no longer there.
Now, I'm not too familiar with like the politics of the Comedy Store.
Dude, and even though I pretty much live there, I stay away from it. I really do, because it solves nothing. And it's like, you know,
politics
what?
Politics never do.
Never do, right?
Never,
and I'm not a
do.
Politics guy. I'm a people guy. And even people that, I figure there's a reason to love everybody, you know? As a guy's running down the street chasing a girl.
Oh,
he
shit.
He just tackled her. But I think they know each other. I can't tell if they're having drunk fun. Looks like they're just having drunk fun.
Well, in this area, you never know. I've had to drop off my significant other, shout out to Bella, over across the street right next to...
So when you said you knew the area,
I knew the area. I was just shit. So this is, like, right up my alley.
Now, that's awesome.
These are the sound of pills that you guys are hearing crackling. I'm not trying to get stoned or anything. It's just my pain medication from all those fucking injuries I listed off at the beginning.
Dude, you have to have a new lease on life right now. Like,
oh, dude. I see things in a new light, and I started going to therapy and shit.
That's awesome.
Dude, I've never been to therapy in my life. I'm fucking 27.
Dude, can I tell you something? There's something about turning that age in particular. That was the year. That's how old I was when I moved to LA.
Oh, yeah?
But then things didn't, for me personally, they didn't start to lock in until I turned 30.
Really?
But at 27, I started to become much more perceptive, and I was coming out. I call it my midlife, my quarter life crisis. From like 22 to about 27, it was awful. 27 to 30, it got better. And as soon as I turned 30, it all just made sense. I stopped living for what other people thought of me. I no longer tried to be cool. I no longer tried to impress anybody. And I just tried to be a good dude.
Yeah.
And by putting my focus on everybody else, that's what got me out of my depression. I was depressed for years.
I'm going through that shit right now. Like,
it's real, bro.
And fucking depression is a bitch.
It's real.
And
nobody understands it.
No.
I don't even think therapists really understand it. I don't think people
don't
really
understand
it.
The dude I got is pretty fucking good. Shout out to Flavio, since...
Nice.
I know you're going to end up listening to this episode. Check
see
in.
Where you really are.
Yeah. So see the honest opinion of me. But it's been something that when I went out to the Comedy Store and I hung out with Tony and all those guys, that changed.
Didn't Eric introduce me to you by the front bar?
Yeah, me.
I remember
Eric
that.
Oligny.
Yeah, I remember.
Shout out to Eric.
He's a good dude.
Fucking great guy. And, like, there was some instances that were going on, and, like, I got to see him at, like, his high point and his low point all in that week.
Sure.
So it was, like, a really, like, you got kind of close really quick.
Absolutely.
But then we don't talk that often on Twitter, because that's, like, really the only medium that I have to talk
to. But isn't that really cool?
It is. It's like, super awesome, because you don't have, like, a... You have a certain expectation when you meet somebody.
Yeah.
And over Twitter, you can't really develop a sense.
It's almost like when you're a little kid and you're talking to cans connected to strings. It's like enough. But it's like when I love... Like, I'm getting addicted again to the road because of the people that listen to my podcast or the people that I meet over Twitter. Then getting to meet them in person.
Yeah.
It's the coolest thing, man. Like, not that I was anti-technology, but I was like, I never realized how it could connect people so much.
You never really understood.
Thank you so much.
You can share that? Or?
Yes, please.
Oh, okay.
Real deal pierogies. Awesome.
Nice.
Okay.
So it's like there was something that I noticed when I was at the store, and that's the sense of community.
For
that
sure.
Comics have there, and... I'm new to this, so I don't know how that is out here, per se. But, like, the people I've met so far, everybody's cool. Nobody's, like, douchebaggy. Everybody's willing to give you a shot.
Yeah, life's too short to be like that.
But the one thing I've been struggling with is open mics, and here's a fucking shot in the arm for me. Earlier today, I'm going through my emails, and if in your iPhone, it says, like, important when you have, like, a section hooked up to like Gmail or something.
You did
right?
that? You went to the effort of going, these are like the important emails and this.
Well, no, it sorts it out by itself. It puts these are important. So I went there today and I see something from one of the producers of an open mic at Yuck Yucks here in Toronto.
Okay.
He's like, you got a spot at 9:15 tonight.
Whoa.
So I'm going fucking apeshit.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Awesome. I called up my girlfriend, called up my mother.
You're like, guess what?
Yeah, and I'm super psyched. And then I like fully read over the email, checked everything out, and it's just like, all right, let me see. And then I read the fucking date. And it was from last Tuesday. I'm like, fuck. So now this guy thinks I'm a... For all I know, he could think I'm some douchebag fucking stiffed him on a spot. But I made sure that I emailed him and apologized.
Absolutely.
Like, listen, didn't get your email till fucking Saturday at
Called
noon.
My mom. Let him know what a big deal it was and how excited you were. And he'll be like, oh, I gotta hook this dude up again.
But, The one person who gave me my first opportunity in stand-up was Tony.
Hinchcliffe? Did you do Kill Tony?
I did not get up. But he gave me that opportunity. And then when he said, listen, I know you flew out here from Toronto to do, like, this show. Next time you're out, I will put you on. So I'm going to hold him to that.
For sure.
So I can definitely get on and do my minute. Because, like, that's going to be... Like my moment to at least break into a different type of audience, because my audience right now is just all based off of what I've built or piggybacked off of other people and introduced off this, that, and the other thing. Like, shout out to Waterboxer if you're listening to this,
dude. How cool is that guy? So cool.
Waterboxer is awesome. Talk to Cleo, which I have yet to meet, but she is another awesome one from Twitter.
Great people. That squad, Church of What's Happening Now.
Yeah.
There's just really good people. Like,
boom. All right, we're back. Sorry about that. Back to fucking part three of this fucking shortest podcast ever.
We figured it out.
But what were we saying? We were getting all sentimental.
Dude, yeah, I was telling you, like, I'm always going to remember.
And I appreciate that.
Before the plane.
You're going to count us in, and that's it. Okay, so we're back, but fuck. This is some bullshit we keep on fucking up. We got all sentimental, and then it all cuts us off, so it's fucking cutting it back in. But, no, what I wanted to say was, this means a lot to me, because you took the fucking time out of your night, basically, to fucking have a breakfast with a fan, first of all, and then fellow comic, secondly.
With a buddy.
And that means a lot, hearing you say that I'm a buddy.
I look at you as a fucking friend.
This is, dude,
I was shocked to see you last night. I was like, oh, snap, did you see my face? I was so happy.
Yeah, well, I know you were drinking a little bit, so I didn't want to, like...
And I popped outside to get some air.
And then when you got away, I was like, dude, it's Jordan from Twitter. And you're just like,
no way. So, because I don't expect to see people. It's the coolest. Like, there was a guy, Howard, that's at the Comedy Store half the year. I forgot he's from Toronto. So I did the first show tonight, and he was like, dude, this is where I spent my summers. So I'm like, what do you do? Like that feeling when you're a little kid and you see your teacher somewhere that's not school, and you're like, what? It takes you a second to piece it all together. So cool. Well, look, buddy, thank you so much for hanging out.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta go. That's my guy right out there.
Yeah, oh, that's your cab.
He told me he'd be there at 3. It's 3 in the morning, by the way. How cool is that?
Yeah.
And I gotta run up to my room and grab my stuff.
All right, thank you so much. I appreciate this.
And for the real thing.
For the hug. Look at that, guys. I got a hug. If we were doing a fucking video podcast, you would have seen that shit.
It was awesome.
Take care, man. I appreciate that. I'm going to pack up, and I'm going to meet you out there.
Perfect.
This is real life, you can feel through the movement. This is new sight, you can see it through the music. I reach new heights, make the product, watch me move it. Hardest thought is coming when the style keeps improving. Hold up, wait a minute, I'm about to tear it up. Let the beats hit the streets and make the world aware of us. And you can feel through the motion. motion. Hear it through the music cause the sound is so explosive. Always got the potion to reach across the ocean. Finally at the top, now my fans can stop hoping. And now we're here to stay. And then all across the street, now you can hear them say, it's that song that makes the party. That sound that makes the city. It's time. Toronto's on my back. I take you to the top and put Toronto on the map. I make a presence known like when Carter swung the bat. I hit the news harder than when V. Carter turned his back. I'm a straight baller, y'all smaller, that's a fact. A film Spielberg would say, yup, that's a wrap. So if you follow that, I'm glad you understand it. I see some haters, they see me and can't stand it. Took bumps and bruises, but holy, still standing. Take off was bumpy, but I had a smooth landing. Beats by G-Bone hit hard like a cannon. And if you ain't from around here, it's hard to comprehend this.
It's that song that makes the party. That sound that makes the city. It's time to let the people know.
Tear it up. Let me clear it up. Take this beat, try to repair it up. So I don't seem stressed when I tear it up. Tell the seamstress, yes, yes, repair it up. When the kid famous in your area, only got the two for Kobe. That's when a man will come through, Ginobili. Girls all on me, if I don't know them, bitch ain't getting shit, I don't owe them. I'm always fly, I'm not playing. You got a tie, so stop playing. One with a mic, check the writing in his name. Check mine, I mean I'm destined for fame. Know what I'm saying's insane. Tear it up, and I'ma do the same.
It's that song that makes the party. That sound that makes the city. It's time.
So I have become a little bit of a connoisseur, and I can name off some fucking names here. Who here has heard of Rockstar Kush? Nobody. That's right. Who here is a fucking stoner as bad as me? And then you can go from Rockstar Kush to OG Kush, from OG Kush to Cali Kush, Cali Kush to Master Kush. Who thinks this is all fucking video games? That's what it fucking sounds like. You're leveling up. That's honestly what you're doing. And when I was in the dispensary the other day, because I am legal, because we are in a great country that fucking has legal medical marijuana fucking dispensaries. that shit. My dispensary had fucking bubblegum flavored condoms. And I thought to myself, that's the worst fucking flavor for a condom. First inclination is bite down, right? That's what I fucking first thought of. But, I don't know, there was another one, mint flavor. I think that's the one I would go with, because if I'm sitting there, maybe not want a cock breath. Remember, that shit was like about an inch away from your asshole all fucking day, and balls like built up. Watching the documentary called Manson. Yes, on Netflix, and there's a product for that fucking ball sweat problem, and it's called Fresh Balls, guys. So I'm not fucking making that up. Not at all. And I'm actively trying to get it, but it's fucking from Quebec, and you know how that fucking goes. Half the website's in French, and apparently I'm the only one trying to get Fresh Balls in Toronto. I also lost my virginity at a young age, and thinking about the last person who was up here, but not that young, I was 11, but that's still not that bad in my fucking head. Bring that up because the girl is 14. Now when you're 11 and you bang a 14-year-old, you're gonna fucking tell your friends. Yeah, I thought I was fucking cool. It turned out I had fucking cooties for a year. You did not know how that shit will fuck with your head when you're in fucking elementary school, man. It's not fucking. Things that have come up in my life are pretty fucking funny and drastic, but nothing can top going on a speedball run with your stepfather and at the same time doing an insurance scam. And I did that because it was just fucking for shits and giggles. I was fucking high. We had a lot of time on our hands, and speed fucking keeps you up, so you're gonna drive as far as you can. You're out lost in Algonquin Park Club, so that wasn't the best idea, especially in moose mating season. That could be a little fucking scary. But the funny part, I guess, of that is we thought we were going to get rid of a van, let's say. Wasn't anybody's special van, but we got rid of it. And fucking 2 weeks later, the fucking van showed back up instead of a fucking insurance check. So get that. They weren't fucking. And we checked that in the Ottawa River, so think about that. They went through a lot of effort for a fucking 1996 Dodge Voyager. A lot of trust. Jittery, and I'm still new to this, and I don't know if I broke the light, so if I do, somebody might be yelled out because I can't see a thing.
It's on? Red light is on, baby.
It's on? And I'm going to wrap this shit up. Thank you very much. You guys have been wonderful. Thank you.
Headliner, and I've actually never even met this person.
Wow.
I don't know if they're here.
All right, everybody, that's it for this episode of Spitballing with JT. Thank you for joining me. This has been a very interesting journey that I've embarked on, and I hope that you guys enjoy what I am going to be bringing to the table, hopefully, in the near future. I'd also like to thank, personally, Tony Hinchcliffe, Joe Rogan, Brendan Walsh, Moshe Kasher, Russell Peters, and Matt Edgar, Eric Oligny, Gerard Horton, as well as Brian Redban and Joey Diaz, because they have been an integral part of this process of me becoming a full-fledged comic. And if it wasn't for their inspiring words to me while I was in Los Angeles, and the conversations that I had with each and one of those guys, they really, really changed my outlook. And not to mention Steve Simone, who in doing this interview really opened my eyes to the generosity of the comedy community from both coast to coast, with me performing at Yuck Yucks, being around the stand-ups there. It was very similar to being at the Comedy Store, and I really, really enjoyed it. And I'd really like to thank Patrick Hay, Dan Geary, and everybody else who was a part of that night. It was awesome, and I can't wait to do it again. So see you all soon. We're going to be doing a lot more of these now that things are going a little bit better for me emotionally, and things will be explained by that. All right, and this is JT, Jordan Thompson, Cushmaster, whatever you want to refer to me as, signing off for episode 16 of Spitballing with JT, with some bonus extras for you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed my first recorded comedy set. Goodbye.